This is a Clark University podcast.
These devices like Alexa were sort of recreating the idea of enslavement. This tool does everything that I want them to do. When we talk about slavery in the history of slavery, that's the idea, right? The slavery is a machine, right? It's a structure that considers human beings machine or less than human. We kind of develop everything based on the idea that we can use and utilize these tools to develop whatever we want to do.
There's an emerging ethical debate about how we communicate with artificial intelligence tools, and finding the answer will require the research of tech experts and scholars like Eduard Arriaga Aranga, a professor of language, literature, and culture at Clark. Eduard draws a connection between the way we expect devices like Alexa to answer all of our queries immediately with nothing in return to the history of slavery. He says we must consider those implications and the toll developing technologies take on the already worsening environment when thinking about AI.
The ethical discussion is growing exponentially because it's connecting to many different things that we are not aware of. We think it's only just inputting prompts and getting the results and that's it. But what are all the implications of that? What is behind those tools is also slavery from people, you know, real people in terms of extraction. The environment is being even more damaged than before. I was reading that for each of the searches for ChatGPT, you're spending liters and liters of water, more than even for one search in Google. These centers where all the data is stored, they need water to cool the machines down. Many things that we use related to technology, for instance, our iPhone, are based on the minerals and raw material that are extracted from regions like Democratic Republic of Congo. And that's the same with AI. So they are using these microchips and these elements based on extraction. There are many implications, extraction, water consumption, the impact it has in terms of global warming and climate change. Sometimes it seems we're in a vicious cycle. We're trying to solve climate change through digital technologies, but at the same time, digital technologies are affecting it. The discussion and the process needs to be through education, educating people, educating ourselves as to what it takes for a machine to work and why it is important to think about all the implications these machines have in our lives, in our daily lives, not only in searching information, but also in what it means for the actual people on the ground.
I'm Brenna Moore, a senior and music technology major, and today's guest host of Challenge Change. Eduard teaches students that language is much more than the spoken word. It's about culture and identity too. For that reason, he suggests that language has a set of values, which can open an intriguing discussion about the meaning behind why devices like Alexa and Siri appear female at default.
If we understand language in that way, and language has a set of values as well, we definitely see that talking about these connections with how these assistants are represented as women, we're talking about the values that are behind the construction of these tools, values in which we can have women to do everything for us. We can talk about women and talk to women the way we want, and they need to respond to us. They need to do whatever we want. There is this author called Sasha Constanza Chuck who talks about design justice, and that's precisely one of the elements of design justice. these tools have been designed in a way in which we continue to perpetuate these deficit elements from our society, which are basically racism, patriarchal vision, and it's easier for a person to get mad at it because it's easy to get mad at a female voice. That selection of a voice is not innocent. That selection of a woman as opposed to men as representation for these tools is not neutral. There is a structure behind that selection, and that has to do with the values and the way we use language.
The importance of language and technology manifests in other ways too. Artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT are booming. But because these tools are coded with the English language and communicate from the understanding of Western culture, they're not accessible to everyone.
If we talk about people who speak English as a second language or even third language or fourth language, I don't think it's going to be a problem for them to access the tool. They will have to surrender their linguistic understanding of their mother language to use their third or second or fourth language. But it's going to be a problem for those who don't have English as a language. With these large language models, the code is usually developed in English or based in English. Languages could be misrepresented by the model. We need cultural understanding of what language means.
Edouard says that authorship is more than just letters that comprise a text. It's also about voice. Giving power to AI tools also means giving them agency.
In the beginning of nations, the idea of writing was the opportunity to think about national identity. A citizen was someone who could write and speak. That would give them the status of human being. But if you're sort of renouncing to that, we're entering a different dimension, right? A different dimension of what it means to be human, what it means to be an author, what it means to write. It is a complicated matter, and I think those are the discussions that we need to have with our students, but also in the scholarly and research community when they are developing these tools and how they are presenting the tools. When we talk about language, it's not only the language used, but how it is used to present those tools. We tend to see all the marketing that is behind these tools, promising that these intelligences are going to be able to do all that we don't want to do, or they are going to be able to complement what we do well.
This brings us back to the concept that language equals identity, demonstrating the necessity of considering language in the development of new tech.
Language is identity. When you're learning the language as a native speaker, you're developing your identity in that cultural context. And when you're learning a second language, you're sort of adapting your identity, trying to learn how you can language in that culture. Language is these values that you embed into the sounds, but also in how you actually design your world to be. That's why it is important to start thinking about language and AI.
To learn more about studying language, literature, and culture at Clark, visit clarku.edu/language. Challenge Change is produced by Melissa Hansen for Clark University. Find other episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
1, 2, 3.
Clark!